The state of Black women's health is in critical condition due to the systemic racism, discrimination, and implicit bias they face within the healthcare system. That's the assertion of a new brief published by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. To learn more about this research, I'm joined now by Cassandra Glover, Health Policy Fellow and author of the report. Thank you for joining me. So the title of the report is The Critical State of Black Women's Health. Black women's health at a critical state now because of the pandemic? Has that just sort of sped things along?
I think if anything, it's worsened definitely exacerbated the outcomes. I mean, I think it brought light again to these issues that we already knew were taking place. Unfortunately, what I've seen is once we realize what communities have been affected, there has been a less push to resolve these issues or to really take COVID-19 and the impact on certain communities seriously. And I hate to say it, but I think that's kind of been the outcome. Once we realized that it wasn't necessarily affecting everyone at the same rate, we realized, well, maybe it's not that big of an issue because it's only affecting certain communities. And people in power, I think, aren't taking a serious look at it, because when we also think about some of the essential workers and individuals who are putting their lives on the line, you know, they're individuals who may be minorities, because these jobs are, you know, lower wage jobs that people, you know, still need to work in to provide for their families. But unfortunately, they're putting themselves at risk to contract this disease. And then also, you know, we're finding out long-term effects of COVID-19 and not even the short-term or the fatal effects. So, I mean, we should really be taking it more seriously, especially in the state.
So one of the things that I've found interesting is a lot of times when we think of health or improving health, we think of eating healthy, exercising, not smoking, things like that. But a topic that has really come to the fore in the last few years is racism as an issue for impacting these health disparities. So in 2021, the CDC actually declared racism a serious public health threat. So how can you help people understand how racism can have a negative impact on a Black woman's health?
With racism, we have to look at how the policies from the past affect us now, presently. You know, in the brief, I talk about redlining and how communities were divided and how Black communities didn't receive the same resources as white communities, as far as like access to quality healthcare systems, access to, you know, quality foods and stores, or, you know, we talk about food deserts and how certain communities don't have the same access to, even when we say eat healthier, eat fresher food, that's like one small component of it, right? But if you also don't live close to, you know, any of these stores or have transportation to any of these stores that may provide more quality food. And also if you don't have the same income, and when I also talk about redlining, we're talking about like how Black families, the loans and mortgage rates were a lot higher, and how some people ended up losing their houses, or now they're having to pay back so much more debt. So we don't have the same level of generational wealth, and how that also impacts families and communities overall. So we can't just look at things from like a present day, because the past, those things haven't been rectified. There hasn't been like policies to make things equitable in all senses. But also when we look at the past, we also have to realize that some of these images of Black women and Black men, what's been portrayed and how people perceive us, also affect how we're seeing when we go into the healthcare systems and we're seeking care. I talk about a little bit about, you know, the concerns not being being listened to the same, or pain not being addressed the same as it would be if we were a white woman or a white male. That's kind of what I'm referring to when I think of like systematic racism.
I would love to discuss just a little bit more about some of that implicit and unconscious bias that, you know, even if a woman has access to healthcare, she can get in there and a doctor just doesn't, I don't know, apply the same weight maybe to her concerns or her symptoms. Is that a form of racism, or where does that come from? Because I have read a number of studies over the years that this just kind of happens over and over again, which can lead to bad outcomes because you've ignored a symptom until something more serious happens, right?
Yes. I mean, I think it comes from one, like medical settings, medical schools not providing that training to all medical professionals, and people not realizing the biases that live inside them due to their own life experiences. Because you may hear a lot of people say, I know I'm not racist, or you know, I'm not a racist person, I don't have racist ideas. But we have to understand that the different experiences that we go through in life shape our views, and we unconsciously may have views about certain groups of people. And if we're not addressing them and taking adequate training that addresses these biases, and also culturally competent training and cultural humility to take each person at face value for them when they come through the door, and not base it off of people who you've treated in the past, or people you may have grown up with, or, you know, a negative experience that you may have gone through, or someone else you may have known to gone through, then we're really doing, you know, ourselves a disservice, because everyone has them. I think it should really start in medical school, you know, when people are going through medical school, to address this before they start working in communities. And, you know, we look at implicit bias, and we see that sometimes people think it's going to be only targeting people maybe based off of their socioeconomic status, but it's affecting people across socioeconomic status, Black women across different varied socioeconomic status, but also educational levels. Personally, I remember going into the medical system when I lived outside of the state, but I had went to see a medical professional, and I wanted a second opinion because it was in regards to really fertility. And I have the right to a second opinion, but I remember facing all these barriers and challenges, and, you know, for me trying to have my voice heard and what I wanted, because ultimately I'm a consumer of services, and you shouldn't be disregarded just because you don't maybe have the same licensing as a medical professional. So I remember the challenges of, you know, having to call higher ups, and finally having someone to hear my voice and, you know, take my concerns seriously.
So in addition to the bias that Black women often have to overcome in these situations, chronic disease is huge, especially here in Arkansas. Some of the statistics that you threw out, the numbers were honestly staggering to me. For Black women 20 and older, almost half, so 49%, have some form of heart disease. Cervical cancer for women, the death rate is 41% higher for Black women than white women. I mean, these numbers are staggering to me. Are they on the rise here in Arkansas, or do they seem to kind of be leveling out? Where are we with that?
I'm not sure if they're on the rise, but I know that they're kind of consistent with national mm-hmm. numbers. But I think that if we don't address them with aggressive policies, that they will continue to go up, and we'll continue to see the differences between how Black people are affected compared to white people. Because if we don't address the different social determinants of health and address policies to, I guess, address a whole person or a whole community, then I don't see how things will fare. I was thinking about the Black maternal health crisis nationally, but also within the state. And, you know, right now, like, Arkansas has the option to increase maternal coverage for Medicaid recipients from 2 months to 12 months. And that would be something that would be great, because 2 months of coverage is not sufficient to address all the concerns that women may experience after giving birth to a child. And also, we know that Build Back Better, we don't know what's going to happen with it, but if Build Back Better continues to go through, you know, it should continue to include all the provisions of the Black Maternal Health Momnibus Act, which would provide, you know, funding to address social determinants of health, to provide funding to minority serving institutions, including like HBCUs, to advance maternal health research and funding overall for maternal health equity. I think that's how we try to combat these numbers from increasing.
Are there any other policy changes that you would recommend to sort of tackle some of these issues?
One of the biggest things, again, for me would be training these medical professionals to go through implicit bias trainings, like we said earlier, but also providing funding to make being able to go to college the same experience for Black individuals as white individuals. Because we know medical school is very expensive, right? So if people don't have the same level of like equal playing field of, you know, being able to provide for themselves through medical school, then people may not choose that route. And we need more, more people of color to be on the front line serving as, you know, doctors, nurses, just across the healthcare profession in general. So it needs to be funding to make it like to provide people with equitable access to these professions.
Any final thoughts?
This is something that can be solved with policies that target systemic racism and target the social determinants of health. So Arkansas policymakers, community leaders, we have to come together and really focus on uplifting minority communities, historically excluded communities, so that people can have equitable access to healthcare services, can have equitable experiences within the healthcare setting, a really equitable livelihood, if that makes sense too. That would be my suggestion.
Thank you again so much. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Antoinette.